Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Rachel Moore calling in from North Carolina. Super excited to be on the show this morning. You are listening to NABWIC Talks. This is NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we definitely welcome you to our show this morning. We have a very, very exciting show this morning, so please feel free to jump on another line, send someone a text, post and repost, tweet and retweet and share. Get the word out and let other ladies that you know that are in the construction industry or in any related field to join in this morning. Now you can find us here each and every Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time with another exciting guest to share information about their journey or their business in the construction industry. We invite you to go by our website, www.nabwic.org. There you will learn more about our nationally growing organization. You will be able to join our email list where you can get updates on what's going on in the industry and what we'll be doing on upcoming shows. You will be able to join the organization and maybe become one of our future guests. So if you're a first-time listener, we definitely love to hear from you. As you listen in this morning, if you're listening in from your browser, please be sure to know that you can always join in on the conversation by dialing the number you see there and pressing 1, and we will know that you're waiting to join in. Again, you can dial 714-459-3918. And when you press 1, we know that you are interested in asking a question or making a comment. Also know that you can come by blogtalkradio.com and search for NABWIC Talk and listen to this show or any of our previous shows on archive. You can post and repost them, tweet them and retweet them, the ones that make a difference for you. Definitely promote them, and you can take a look at our future shows and our future guests to make sure that you are that you schedule yourself for those shows that you are most interested in. But I want to jump right into this morning's conversation. We will be speaking with Mrs. Shirley Claire McCall, who's an educator in the District of Columbia, and she'll be on to talk with us more about TransTech Academy. Also, we'll be speaking with Shelly Kareem, the director of the Academic of Construction and Design at Cordova High School. And so we'd like to welcome both of them to our show this morning. Good morning, Shirley, and good morning, Shelly. How are you all this morning?
We're doing great.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm going to work really hard not to get the names confused. You guys are, your names are really close. And we'll just go ahead and get started. I want to reach out first to Mrs. Shelly Kareem. Tell us a little bit about your position and what you do over at Cordova High School.
Well, once again, good morning. I am Shelly Kareem. I'm the director of the Academy of Construction and Design here at Cordova High School in D.C. This is our seventh year being here at Cardozo with the new kids on the block, and Shirley can tell you a little bit about how long she's been here a little later. But we actually teach construction trades here to our students, and currently this year we're teaching electrical, carpentry, and plumbing. And so it's we just believe that there are many paths to success, and these construction trades are just one of them. You know, we believe that career and technical education is very important. And so that's what we're doing here. We're giving our kids just one more opportunity and one more option to success for their lives.
Awesome. And out to you, Shirley. How did TransTech Academy begin?
Well, the Transportation and Technology Academy, which we refer to as TransTech,
began in 1991 as the first transportation studies program in the District of Columbia Public Schools. The program has actually three career pathways. The first pathway is in engineering, and we have a pathway in aviation and aeronautics and a pathway in electromechanical technology training. Our anticipation is that in 2013, we'll add a fourth pathway in supply chain management and logistics. And the academy actually began with a memorandum of understanding with the U.S. Department of Transportation to establish a program that would expose students to the various careers in the field of transportation. And as you can see, and since 1991, we have been around for quite some time, more than two decades, really. Last year in 2011, we celebrated our 20th anniversary. We're proud of the fact that we've been able to withstand the, you know, the test of time. Our program is still growing. Right now we have more than 130 students in the program in grades 9 through 12. So we've had quite a beginning, and right even now at this point in our program, it feels new, and that's mm-hmm. the whole point, to keep growing and not ever become stagnated. So even though we've been around for a long time, we still feel brand new.
Wow, wow. Okay, so let me just bring a little clarity. We're talking about Cardoza High School, and we're looking at two academies there. One of them would be the TransTech Academy, which is transportation and technology, you just shared. Am I correct, Shirley?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. And then we have the Academy of Construction and Design, which we sometimes call ACAD. And Shelley is over being involved in running that academy. So we'll be talking about both of these academies there at Cordova Senior High School and their future, some of the projects that they work on. So I think that maybe we should just maybe separate them and maybe focus on one and then go over and take a look at the other. So let's go over and talk to Shelley Kareem more about ACAD, the Academy of Construction and Design. Now, I'm sure you're working with many students over there. Let us know how many students you're working with and what are some of the projects that you're working on and also some of the future projects that you're looking forward to.
Currently, this school year, we have about 120 students that are part of this program. And we've had great projects for the students. Before, we actually moved out of Cardozo High School because it's being renovated. And prior to that, we really didn't have a lab to work in. And so the hands-on training was done with DC Habitat for Humanities. Our students actually got a chance to build 53 homes in far northeast DC, and it was phenomenal. 53 homes that our students actually had a chance to work on and build, and they've had the opportunity to see the residents move into these homes, homeowners taking possession of these homes, and it's been a very, very wonderful project. That ended last school year, and we went right into building our own home. This has never happened in the history of the District of Columbia to have students build a home from the ground up. And this is what our students have done. We're just about complete. We should be doing a cornerstone ceremony, hopefully at the end of June. We're doing some finishing projects on the inside of the home, appliances and cabinets. So those are the last things that are going into the home. And like I said, we should be finishing up by the end of June. But just to see the pride on these students' faces, to know that they have done something like that. You know, you listen to the news, we all do, and it's always something, you know, a lot negative about our young people. But these two academies have been able to show what students can do if the expectations are set. So that's one of the things. Now, once we finished this house, we were trying to figure out, okay, what's next? Well, what's next is right in our backyard. The renovation of our own home, Cardoza Senior High School. It's a 100-year-old building, and we've been working with the general contractor, which is GCS Siegel, and they are actually a part of a foundation that supports the academy. And the foundation is the DC Students Construction Trades Foundation. And they have agreed to work with our students so that they can be a part of renovating this massive historical building. And talk about exciting. These students will be able to renovate something that they will be able to actually go to school in. And so they take ownership of it, and that is remarkable.
Wow, that definitely does sound very exciting. And it and just to be able to be exposed and have the opportunity to do something like that is probably brings a lot of awareness and understanding for those students. What are some of the outcomes and the results for the students just having that chance to be a part of ACAD and participate in some of these partners, some of these projects?
Well, you know, when this academy was started, it was started so that the industry could be fed by our students. Some of the foundation members thought it would be a great idea to do this because they operate in the D.C., in the District of Columbia, and they were trying to do a lot of hiring here. But what they found was that they could do the hiring, but the people would not stay hired very long. They wouldn't stay employed very long. And so they were looking for a remedy to that. So they said, okay, let's start a construction academy at the high school level. And so John McMahon over at Miller & Long and Bill Dean at MC Dean and Jerry Siegel at Siegel Construction, they got together and they formed this foundation and they pitched the idea to a couple of the high schools. And at the time, the principal of Cardozo said, yes, come, let's do it here. And what we have found is, like I said, we thought that we were going to be really feeding the industry. But what we found was that two-thirds of our graduates actually go off to college, and one-third goes immediately after high school right into the industry. And the way the program works is that when you graduate from this program, those foundation members and partners that we have hire our graduates right on, right out of high school. And the difference in a lot of these other programs is that here at Cardozo, our students come right back here. After they're hired, we have an apprenticeship academy that runs in the evenings, the D.C. Apprenticeship Academy. So once the students graduate from high school, they get hired, then they come back to finish what we started at the high school level as an adult. So they're ready to go and get their licensing. So that's the difference. That those two-thirds that go off to college, that was an unexpected outcome. But my goodness, it was a welcome outcome. Our students are actually, a lot of them who go off to college are still going to be in the industry because they're studying engineering and architecture, project managing. And so we're looking at these students really, really excelling. We track our students 5 years out. And as of right now, these students are really, really doing phenomenally well.
Wow, thank you so much for that. Shelley, you know, let's go over to Shirley because just because of what you were just speaking of, which is absolutely a phenomenal, sounds like a phenomenal program, and surely a wishing, or maybe not clear, but maybe there are programs like this all over. But Shirley, I'm sorry, Shirley, I knew I would do that. Shirley, tell us a little bit about how your program is impacting the students that are participating over in your program, TransTech, and if there are any plans on replicating how your program is working across the country.
Okay. First of all, we have graduated close to 700 students since our inception, and 85% of our students do go on to 2- and 4-year colleges and universities. One thing in particular that we're proud of is our internship program. Since the very beginning, we've been able to place close to 85 to 100% of our students, seniors, in internships. And those internships are generally with the private and public sector. We have students who work at the U.S. Department of Transportation, the District Department of Transportation. We have had students working at Metro, a number of different sites. and this is done during their senior year. So they have an abbreviated schedule in which they're able to travel and work anywhere from 3 to 4 hours per day. We're excited about that, particularly since after graduation, many of those students continue on to college, and they have been able to maintain their internships or jobs at these different agencies and organizations. We have, in particularly, five wonderful success stories in which our students started their internships with the U.S. Department of Transportation, and there are several different administrations, particularly the Federal Highway Administration, the Federal Transit Administration, and the Federal Aviation Administration. And what has happened is these administrations have kept our students on. Okay. After graduation, they graduated from Cardozo. Sorry about the bell, but we are in a school setting. And then what has happened is that they've continued, they've graduated from college, and now they're full-time employees there, holding, you know, very high-level positions. So we're very proud of that factor. In terms of the impact that it has had on the lives of our students, it has just been phenomenal. Cardozo Senior High School is an inner-city high school, and we have a very diverse population, majority African-American. We have a large Latino population as well as Asian, so that our academies do reflect the diversity of our school. And, again, because of what we're able to do, we're able to inspire our students to go on and do things that they thought they would never be able to do. And they're from, I think, about maybe 75 or 80% of our students are a part of the free lunch program, so that lets you know about their economical background. So, you know, they've done just phenomenally well. In terms of replication, we are talking to a few cities, and particularly Atlanta. We visited Atlanta a month ago on our college tour. We were able also to visit MARTA, which is their transit system there, and talk about our program and how we can hopefully establish a similar program, you know, in Atlanta. We're also talking to individuals in Nashville, Tennessee, Miami, Florida, just to name a few. And one of our goals this year is to create a toolbox, so that we can actually share what we have done in the past 20 years with other districts and cities. So, you know, there is a lot on the horizon. Also, I would like to point out the large alliance of partners that we have. Right now we have close to 30 partnerships. Some of our key partners include, of course, the U.S. Department of Transportation and their various administrations. We also have partnerships with Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, General Electric. And what happens with these and many other partnerships is that they're able to provide many opportunities for our students. This year we began a mentoring program in which we were able to identify 23 professionals from different walks of life within the fields of transportation and aviation. And also, with that partnership, we are able to provide job opportunities for our students after graduation. We had a partnership with Metro, which is the transit center in D.C., in which our students were actually trained in electromechanical technology training. And what that does is to provide a linkage two careers in elevator escalator repair, just a number of different careers and opportunities. So that's where we are now in terms of our plans for replication and also the impact that the Academy has had on the lives of our students.
Wow, you know, thanks so much for that. And listeners, we want you to know that we are speaking this morning with Ms. Shelly Kareem, the director of the Academy of Construction and Design, over at Cardoza High School there in the District of Columbia, and also a Shirley C. McCall, the coordinator of TransTech Academy, who we just heard from, really talking about what is happening in the lives of students, preparing them to be a part of the construction industry and the related fields, the success that we're having, and also moving across the country, helping similar programs get up and running. And I know I'm sure both of you have a big vision for what we can do in the industry as it relates to bringing attention to the industry and helping young people grow an awareness for what's available to them as far as opportunity in the industry. And it really sounds like to me, as I listen to you both, is that it also seems to maybe help certain students that their lives may go in one direction that's not so favorable just by participating in these programs and picking up these skill sets. They're really finding coming to have much better outcomes with their lives, and so I'm sure that you both are very, very proud of that. Let's talk about the vision. You know, what can we do in the next 5 to 10 years? What do you see happening with TransTech and with ACAD? So let's go over to Shirley first. What do you see happening? You know, what's the vision for TransTech in the next 5 to 10 years?
We're excited about the prospects of what we'll be able to do in the next 5 to 10 years. As Shelley mentioned earlier, Cardozo Senior High School is undergoing extensive renovations. And as a part of the planning part, they have allotted, you know, space in the new facility that will accommodate, you know, our programs. And we're excited about that. In the next 5 to 10 years, I can see us looking at career pathways and supply chain management and logistics along with our other three pathways. That's an area that we have not looked at in the past that offers a wealth of different career opportunities for our students. It's a global perspective when you talk about supply chain management and logistics. I can see our students actually building an airplane this summer. We were fortunate enough to actually acquire an airplane that we can fully refurbish. So we're looking at that, you know, having a program that will teach our students to fly. We have partnerships with individuals or organizations such as the Tuskegee Airmen who provide, you know, ground school for our students so that they can actually take the test while they're still in high school and begin lessons in flying. So there are just so many different things that I can see, and I think the proof of a program is to be able to see the program grow. I have been around in the D.C. public school system for 38 years. So, you know, I know that the future is very bright, and what we're looking at in terms of, you know, what we can do to grow the program, how the program can transition. You know, at some point, even though I have been here since its inception, I know that the future will hold a lot more for it. So right now we're looking at, you know, succession and how we can accommodate that and see what we can do to make sure that the program itself thrives and do exceedingly well in the future. So there's just so much that I can think of in terms of what the expectations are for us.
Wow, this sounds very, very exciting. And Shelley, what do you see happening for the Academy of Construction and Design in the next 5 to 10 years?
As I said earlier, you know, the ACAD are the new kids on the block. Shirley's been around for a long time, and we're following her model. And what I see is the real unification of the two academies, unification for more course offerings and projects with TransTech, as well as expanding the course offerings in the construction trades. I see another partnership with DC Housing and Urban Development so that we can maybe all these wonderful historic homes here in the District of Columbia, getting one of those homes and instead of doing a complete build, ground-up build, doing a renovation project, I see so many things. I see the expanding of our design aspect of the academy. It's so many things that I can see. This industry is so large and so vast. I would love to have someone come in. Once again, please excuse me. We are at a school. I do see. I'm so sorry because it's feedback.
During the planning period today to pick up.
Yeah, we'll just let it go on. Okay, there you go, Shirley.
Okay, I do see a continuation of the growth. We've had constant growth over the 7 years that we've been here. So I'm looking at that growth continuing. The young ladies, I want to build that because, of course, NABWIC knows that this industry is still predominantly men. I want to put a component in this academy that really focuses on women, on young women, getting them more and more in this academy, because the academy is indicative of the industry. We do have more young men than we do young women. I want to look up, and it's going to be equal or have the women exceed the number of young men. So that's the growth that I see, you know, in this academy. But one of the best things that I see for the academies, both of them, is the unification of both of these academies, because some of the course offerings right now do overlap, and we want to really concentrate on that unification.
Wow, I'm just, as I listen to you guys, just so excited, young people building airplanes, refurbishing airplanes, building homes and buildings. It's really a great setup for helping them, you know, make those steps and see what's available in our industry. You know, you said something very important there about the young ladies actually coming to understand that this is an industry that can welcome them and that can give them so much opportunity. If you'll take a minute, I'll go first to Shelley and just talk about NABWIC and how you came to come in contact with NABWIC and how the relationship with the NABWIC and ACAD is kind of forming and what you see possible for young women as it relates to that.
Well, actually, my relationship with NABWIC came through Shirley McCall. You know, once again, both of the academies are housed at Cardoza High School. And Shirley actually introduced me to some of the women of NABWIC. And that was a couple of years ago, and the partnership didn't really form then. I saw a real change when we actually came to this swing space that we're in while the renovation is going on. And so we had Industry Day a couple of weeks back, and what was really mind-boggling and just so wonderful was to see all the women of color who are in the industry come out for Industry Day and really talk to our students. So it gave me a real good view because I had never worked with NABWIC in that area. I had never seen that. So I watched them come out in numbers, and I must say NABWIC is a force to be reckoned with, and it really came to light on our industry day. And so what I'm looking at is NABWIC actually coming in. They made their mark on some of my students that day, and I say that because even yesterday I had young women still talking about what they saw and what they heard that day, at Industry Day, from the women. And so it gave not only me, but it gave them a new look at the industry and say, wow, if they can do it, so can I. And so that was an eye-opening aha moment for a lot of my students.
Wow, you know, that, well, all of us, the members of NABWIC, we're definitely very proud of that and very excited. That's part of one of the main purposes for putting the organization together, just to be an example and a light for other young ladies and make it clear that we are going to stand in this industry. And I want all of our listeners to be clear that we're speaking with, we just heard from Mrs. Shelley Kareem, the director of the Academy of Construction and Design over at Cordova High School there in the District of Columbia. And we are also speaking with Shirley C. McCall, the coordinator at TransTech Academy over at Cordova Senior High School. And so as we begin to wind down, I just want to go back over to you, Shirley, and really talk about, you know, since you are the one actually who kind of helped bring NABWIC into the equation, just kind of talk about your value for NABWIC, how you came across NABWIC and so on, and also maybe give us a little information about how the community is supporting your academy over there at Cordova Senior High School.
Right. I would also like to say that NABWIC has had a tremendous influence on our academy. About 3 years ago, I had the opportunity to meet Ms. Ann McNeil, a dynamic individual who excites you just in conversing with her. So I'm excited about that. They took the lead in actually establishing Industry Day, making it happen for us. They partnered actually with Lockheed Martin to do this. And we're just excited about it. In the first year, it was our infant year, but we had great success with over 50 different agencies and organizations bringing individuals, you know, into the school to talk to our students about various careers from construction to transportation to aviation. The second year was even better in terms of the attendance and participation. And as Shelley indicated, right now the Academy of Construction and Design and TransTech Academy are located in the same facility, in the same building. And we have had an opportunity to collaborate and work together. So when Industry Day came about this year, we included the Academy of Construction and Design as a key partner, and I tell you, it was phenomenal. I mean, it was amazing when you come together as a unit and plan, you know, an activity like Industry Day and see the different partners who actually participated and shared what they know with our students. So NABWIC has been instrumental in terms of helping us in our growth process, you know, as an academy, even though we've been around for a number of years. And I can't say enough about Ms. McNeil and the impact that she has had and the ladies of NABWIC. And as Shelley said, you know, they are a force to be reckoned with. So we are delighted to have them as one of our partners, you know, here at TransTech Academy and now the Academy of Construction and Design. In terms of what the community can do to help us, to spread the word, to know that students, if we're going to be successful in producing the kind of individuals for the work world, we have to start now. And even before high school, a year ago we established a Saturday Academy program for middle school students, in which middle school students come to Cardozo on Saturday to study aviation, to study engineering, and to study robotics. And it has been quite successful. Right now we have about 35 middle school students who come every Saturday. We have a big expo planned for June 9th in which parents and partners and individuals will come and see what these students were able to produce. And it does a couple of things. It again, exposes our middle school students to the STEM careers, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And it also provides us a source of students or recruitment for our program. So we're looking toward, you know, expanding that program. It's supported through a grant that we get from the U.S. Department of Transportation. They have a Garrett Morgan Transportation Futures program. So we're able to finance that in terms of providing teachers and supplies and equipment. So we're excited, you know, about that. So the community can become more involved. If you're in a city, if you're not involved in the schools there, become involved. You can be a mentor, or if you own a company or you're part of an agency, you know, introduce that agency to the thought of, you know, actually establishing a partnership, you know, at a high school, because companies, agencies, you need to get involved now. If we are to produce the kind of students or the kind of workers that you need, then you need to be involved in the planning part. So the community plays a key role in what we do here at Cardozo High School. We're delighted, you know, to have had this opportunity to talk about, you know, our different academies. Shelley and I look forward to creating a very, very strong partnership between our academies in terms of sharing resources, actually overlapping our programs to the extent that we can provide our students with the best possible education. And, again, that means, you know, sharing resources and developing programs that create that unified front for Cardozo High School. Okay. Hello.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, it's definitely something to look forward to, and I'm sure we all are already realizing the impact that you ladies are having. And so we are very, very proud of what you're doing. We're very proud of you, and we're just so glad that you took the time out to be a part of our show this morning, really to share and make it known what's available there in your area, and maybe inspire some things going on in some of the other areas with some of the other ladies that are listening in. And ladies, be clear that this show, I already am hearing, I'm finding, will be very, very valuable. If you know any young people out in the area, in D.C. that might be close enough that may not know that these academies are available to them, let's get the word out. Let's tweet and retweet, post and repost, email and share. Make sure that everyone knows that this opportunity exists. And we're just thankful for the work that that you all are doing. Again, you're listening to NABWIC Talk. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we are so glad that you listened in this morning. You can hear this show again on archive, but over on blogtalkradio.com. Just search NABWIC Talk. You can hear this and any of our previous shows. They're on archive. Pick up the link. Maybe share the link on Facebook. There are definitely others that may not have been on this morning that would definitely benefit from the information shared this morning. Go by the NABWIC website, www.nabwic.org. There, learn more about the organization, join the email list, and consider becoming a part of our growing national organization, and maybe even being one of our future guests. I am definitely just so blessed, and I'm so thankful that you all were able to share this morning. Ladies of the construction industry and related fields, this morning we heard from Mrs. Shirley C. McCall, the coordinator of TransTech Academy, and also Shelly Kareem, director of the Academy of Construction and Design. Both academies live at Cardozo Senior High School there in D.C. So I'd like to go ahead and end the show. Shelly, if you're still there, and I know we all have many things to get off to for today, are there any closing thoughts that you'd like to share with the ladies in the industry this morning?
Once again, I would like to say thank you all for having us today. The biggest thing is to make sure that we get career and technical education back into our public school system. I know that everyone is looking towards college, but there are many roads to success, and career and technical education is one of them. And our motto here at the Academy of Construction and Design is we're building bright futures. And that's what's happening here with both of these academies. We're setting expectations for our students. They're reaching the expectations. They're meeting them. They're exceeding them in some instances. And their futures are very, very bright. And so lend a hand. Go into one of your schools. Call your school systems and say, bring back career and technical education. Because I believe it's a must for the success of our country and our young people. So, again, thank you.
You're so right, Shelly. We all agree. And thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Shelly Kareem, director of the Academy of Construction and Design over at Cordova Senior High School. Just a few closing thoughts from Shirley McCall as we wind down this morning. Take it over, Shirley.
Okay. It's a pleasure to have had the opportunity to speak this morning about our programs here at Cordova High School. Again, I concur with Shelley in terms of promoting career and technical education programs throughout the country. We have a responsibility and an obligation to prepare our students for the world that they will enter into on tomorrow, actually the world that they live in right now. So, again, you know, support those programs that you see in your community in which the programs are preparing students, you know, for bright futures. Right now, we're excited about what's going on at Cardozo High School. We invite you, you know, to get in touch with us. We have a website. Our website is www.transtechacademy.com. Shelly also has a website. She can give that information to you. But please, you know, contact us if you have questions, if you're interested in what we're doing here and you would like to get some ideas as to what you could do in your various communities. You know, we're willing to help in any way that we can. Again, thank you, Nat Wick, for this wonderful opportunity.
Thanks so much, Shirley. Ladies and gentlemen, just heard from Shirley C. McCall, coordinator of TransTech Academy over at Cordova Senior High School in D.C. Well, we're going to go ahead and wind down. I just want to take that moment to give Shelly that opportunity. Shelly, would you like to share a website with our audience this morning?
Yes. You can get more information about our foundation as well as our academy on D.C. Students. That's D-C-S-T-U-D-E-N-T-S. Construction Trade Foundation, which is CTF. Once again, DCStudentsCTF.org.
Awesome. And if anyone missed that, just know that you can go back and just listen to the archive show, fast forward towards the end. If you're driving this morning and you weren't able to write those down, just go over to today's show, fast forward and replay and get those websites. And again, visit NABWIC.org. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. We are so glad that you all were able to listen in this morning, all of our listeners, and we definitely send a big thanks to Shirley C. McCall and also Shelly Kareem from Cordova High School, talking about their academies and what they're doing in the industry. So proud of what you're doing and really looking to take advantage of the product that that you are creating and putting out with all of your efforts. This is Rachel Moore. I hope each and every one of you enjoyed our show this morning, enjoyed our guest this morning, and go ahead and get the word out. Grab the link to the show right there in the bottom of your browser. Click on share. Email the archived recording. Tweet and retweet, post and repost and share. Get the word out about what's going on over at Cordova Senior High School in D.C. We thank each and every one of you for listening to NABWIC Talks this morning. We will be back again for a very exciting show next Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. So be sure to tune in. Join the email list so you can get all of the upcoming announcements. Thank you to each of our listeners and businesswomen this morning. This is Rachel Moore signing off from North Carolina. I hope all is well. Have a productive and prosperous day. Peace and blessings. Good day, ladies. Bye-bye.